Ian, how are you?
Yeah, morning, Eric. Yeah, good, thanks.
Well, Billerwood has the detention centre has entered into the news again with some really horrendous sort of things going on. Can we first touch on the overdose death that happened a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, well, that's a really, tragic circumstances. You know, a young African guy got kids and family outside, he was found dead in his room. Pretty clearly is from an overdose, but it highlights, I think, two things. I mean, one is just the ongoing atrocity of keeping people in the detention centres. Many people go in there there's no reason for them. People who are there for visa cancellations are simply there because they're non-citizens. It's really just a racist application of the Migration Act, which allows the government to keep people in immigration detention even when they've finished any prison time that they may have had under the criminal justice system. So it really is a form of extrajudicial punishment. But it's also highlighted just the extent to which drugs are rife inside the detention centres. Not just Villawood, it's every detention centre, and for obvious reasons. You've got a hell of a lot of despair inside. You've got a ready market, and you've got people in terms of the guards, because there's no question of how it comes in and out of the detention centre, that are quite happy to make a buck out of that despair. And it also serves to, they turn a blind eye because it keeps people compliant. So it's really a disgusting situation.
Yeah, it is a disgusting situation. Because it's run by a private company, what's the duty of care and oversight in this sort of situation?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, there's really very little duty of care, although there is a Commonwealth Court case happening at the moment which is directed against their own border force, the Department of Home Affairs, and also against the IHMS, the medical provider. That was over a suicide in similar circumstances, I guess, in 2019. But Serco were not immediately caught up in that that court case. I mean, I think the thing is, there have been so many instances over so many years which have highlighted the extent to which there are drugs in the detention centres, but very, very little has been done about it. I mean, occasionally you'll get a big announcement of some raid on some particular detention centre, but it simply doesn't address the underlying problem. Annie. I mean, the truth is, the authorities just turn a blind eye for the reasons, as I said, and for similar reasons, sometimes the prisons have been subject to the same kind of thing. The presence of the drugs keeps people under control. It results in internal divisions inside the detention centre. People are focused on trying to score drugs or settle.
The fire at Villawood, what happened?
Yeah, it's not exactly clear, Annie, but it was in the Trobe compound, and around 9:30 in the morning, and it does look like the fire was set in a mattress, but that only comes from the reports I've seen in the newspapers. I've not been able to get any direct information from inside Latrobe, but it's a very concerning situation. I mean, for similar reasons, actually, regardless of why people are there, they should be safe. And it was quite concerning situation where huge amounts of black smoke. There were difficulties getting people evacuated. Some people had to jump out the window at risk of life and limb to get to safety. And we know that some of the fire doors inside Latrobe, and not just in Latrobe, other compounds inside the detention centre, some of the fire doors are closed. So, whatever the initial cause of the fire, I think we need a very proper inquiry and proper fire audit of the place.
Yeah, it sounds like Serco's a well-oiled machine. My God, that's just horrendous.
No, there's no oil on the machine. The public, except in terms of the detention, it's a well-oiled detention regime. But the closure of the fire doors, the thing is, for them, the security comes, that's what they put first, and that means keeping fire doors closed, even in spite of there being signs on the door saying, you know, not to be closed, but they are. But they are. That's the way they, it's the way they operate. So, like, it's not just a matter of, concern about the immediate situation. Like I said, we need a proper inquiry. But again, it highlights what, what the point I make. Really, the detention centres shouldn't be there. I mean, there are fires because of the, the desperation, in many, many cases. There are fires because the place is, is unsafe. The thing is, I think we need to look at the wider, the wider picture, really the use of Section 501. People are in detention for longer terms, so, very often than for anything that they've been sentenced to. And as I said before, it is just the ability to use Section 501 of the Migration Act against non-citizens. So it's an explicitly racist section of the Act, which the Labor government should repeal. There's meant to be a review into the holding 501s in detention, but that review is progressing very, very slowly and with very little obvious results.
Dare I say it that having a private companies running these things, whose profits are based on filling their cells, that it would is a bit like having armaments company needing to have war.
Yes. No, I think it's a reasonable comparison. Yeah, and I mean, it's not past observation before that for whatever reason there's a pretty much consistent population in the mainland detention regime. No matter what happens, we get usually got around 1,300 to 1,400 people, and it's very hard to conclude that that's other than for contractual purposes. And, I mean, Serco obviously got control of a certain amount of facilities to accommodate people, and the authorities will widely obviously operate to keep those detention centres pretty much full. And again, it's just the way in which the the corporate interests override anything about humanity or justice.
How easy is it for a person like you, as a refugee activist and advocate, to actually go into Villawood?